Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Yesterday we started to speak a little bit about the Mishnah and the end of Masechta Sota, where the Mishnah discusses the state of the world in which we found ourselves after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, once the Nevi'im HaRishonim passed away. And the reason why we began with that was because we really wanted to lead into a discussion about Kaddish Derabanan. As I said yesterday, ever since I came to the shul, one thing which I find is very interesting here is that there's a lot of uncertainty about Kaddish Derabanan. When exactly you're supposed to say it, when you don't say it, on what you're supposed to say it. So we'll get to that. Just by way of introduction, we started with the Mishnah that discusses it. And the Mishnah says that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, things were falling apart, the world was upside down, things were terrible. So then ask the Gemara a question in Sota Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, Amar Rava, B'chol Yom V'yom Merubah K'lelasa Mishal Chavero. If in fact you're right, that every day life kept on getting worse, and the world kept on becoming more decadent and more pathetic, so then, Ela Alma Amai Kamakayim. So then if that's the case, why do we have a world anymore? How does the world still here? If every day it keeps getting worse and worse, it should finally just disappear. Says the Gemara, no. The reason why the world is still standing, the reason why the world is still in existence, is because we have a Kiddusha de Sidra. It's because we have Uvalitzion, which is called Kiddusha de Sidra, by Yeheshmei Rabba de Agadata, and because of the Kaddish that we recite after we say a Dvar Torah. So we're going to get to the Kaddish after the Dvar Torah. We're going to get to that. You first have to go piecemeal, you first have to go in order. So the first thing the Gemara says is, Uvalitzion is considered something which holds the world up. So let's talk about that. Says Rashi, Seder Kedusha, what does it mean, Akidusha de Sidra? Rashi says it means Uvalitzion. Shelo tiknua elashiyu kal Yisrael oskim betar b'chol yom davar muad. The reason why Chazal instituted the recitation of Uvalitzion is in order that every day somebody should make sure that he learns Torah. Not everybody goes to Daf Yomi. Not everyone comes to the 2:30 Shir every day. So Mamela, how are we going to make sure that everyone learns something every day? We're going to say Yuval Tzion. And in that, we're going to say the Psukim, Va'ata Kadosh, and Kadosh, 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 Baruch Hashem Tzivakus. And once you do that, then you make sure everybody learned every single day. Now here says Rashi, a little Dabar Musar. It's interesting. Says Rashi, Kivin Shanoig B'chal Yisrael B'tamidim Uva'ameh Ha'aretz. And once we made this takana that all Jewish people, whether a Talmud Chacham or Nam Aret, should all recite Uval Etzion every day and learn together, Yesh Kan Shtayim. We have two very special parts, two very special components of the fact that we say Uval Etzion. Number one, Kedushas Hashem. Number one, it's a Kiddush Hashem. Why is it a Kiddush Hashem? Because you have everybody who's learning, who's being Mekadeshim Shemayim together. Number two, Talmud Torah. And therefore says Rashi Chavavu. That's what the Gemara means. It's so beloved to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the only reason why the world is still around. Number one, because we have Uval Etzion. Number two, because we say Kaddish Derabanan after we recite Divrei Torah. Says Rashi further, V'cheni Heishmei Rabba Mevarach Sha'onu Nachar Agada Sha'adar Shandarish Beravim B'chol Shabbos. They used to have a shir only every Shabbos. We're a lot better than them. We have a shir every day. So V'shamayin Nikbatzim Kalam Lishmoa. Everybody used to come and listen. And therefore, after that, they would say a Kaddish, and that's considered something very special. We find a very similar idea in the Medrash. The Medrash writes about Kaddish Derabanan. The Medrash comments on the Pasuk in Tehillim. This Pasuk is one that we say on Rosh Hashanah. It's the only way people would know it. I assume most people don't say Tehillim every day. So on Rosh Hashanah, we say before Tkiyos, Nidive Amim Nesafu Amaloke Avram. This is describing something which the Ribbono Shel Olam considers Ma'od Na'ala, which is considered very holy, very special. Says the Medrash, Emas Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ale. When during the day do we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is elevated? B'shasha Yisrael Nesafim Lebatik Nesias Abatim Midrashas. When we all get together, when we learn, V'nosnen Shvach HaGdula LaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we then go ahead and say a Kaddish after we learn, that's when we consider it Ma'od Na'ala. That's when the Ribbono Shel Olam's name, so to speak, has an aliyah. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Ba'osa Shaka Shasham Ma'agana Mipi Achacham Va'achar Kach Onin Amini Heshmei Rabba. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an aliyah, so to speak, and that's what the Medrash says, echoing the sentiment of our Gemara and Sota Daf Mem Tes. So firstly, the Ben Yoyada writes, it's interesting, why is it that the Gemara writes over here, the world stands on two things, on Uval Etzion, which is Kedusha de Sidra, and on Amini Heshmei Rabba. Why don't you just say simply, the world stands on Kaddish? Obviously, you have to say Uval Etzion is a separate thing, but why do you say Amini Heshmei Rabba? So you're going to say, well, Pashup Shad is, because Amini Heshmei Rabba is the hallmark, it's the highlight of the Kaddish, that's the best part. Like the Gemara says, Kal Mishaona Amini Heshmei Rabba B'chol Kocho, Karon Lo Gzardino Shal Shivim Shana. So there's something very special to Amini Heshmei Rabba, but says the Ben Yoyada, there must be something more here. Why does the Gemara say that the world stands on Amini Heshmei Rabba? Why doesn't the Gemara say the world stands on the Kaddish that we recite after the Agadita? Says the Ben Yoyada on that Gemara in Sota. Beautiful pshat. He says, because in Kaddish, we ask for our own needs also. Nusach Svart says, v'yatzmach berkane, we're asking for our own thing. Even Nusach Ashkenaz, we say, tiskabot zlosam, we ask, do us a favor, we were mispalo, please, be mekabel our tefilas. And we ask for many different things. Yehei shalom ram min shemaya. We want that Hashem should bring shalom to us. Osa shalom imramo, v'yasa shalom aleinu. We ask for many bakashas for ourselves. But the one part of Kaddish, which is solely focusing on the Ribbono Shalom himself, is Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach. And that's what the world stands on. The world doesn't stand on when we ask for our own bakashas. The world stands on when we take out of our time to go be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and forget about ourselves. And that's why the Gemara chooses to say that the world stands on Amin Yehei Shmei Rabba, not specifically on the Kaddish, but on Amin Yehei Shmei Rabba, because that's much more special. That's something where we forget about ourselves and we focus only on the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. It's interesting, another fascinating point that you see, the Alter from Slabodka points out in the Sefer Or HaTzofen, so he points out a very interesting point, and that is, ki af ma'alasa hanizgava shel atfila shehispalnu ad ko. When we get up to Avodat Siyum, when we get up to the Kaddish Tiskabel, so we're ready at the end of davening, right? We already davened the whole tefila. So you'll say, well, imagine the Madregas that we reached by the time we get to Avodat Siyum. We're already, I already davened Shemona Esrei, already was Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, Kriya Shema. Imagine the Shechina's got to be here. We know that the Shechina comes whenever you have 10 people davening together. Says the altar from Slabodka, after you do all of that, after you do all the tefillahs, you bring down the Shechina, you say the Psukah de Zimri, you say Kriya Shema, Yichud Hashem, then you go ahead and you daven Shemona Esrei and you have an encounter with the Shechina. After all that, says the Gemara, the world stands on a couple of small little psukim, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. How much? How many words is that? The whole world stands on all of that, even greater than the tefillah. And only after that, he says, do we recite the Kaddish Tiskaba. Why? Because we feel that the schus of our Talmud Torah, even though it's only one little sentence, Kaddish, 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 one little sentence, and then Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkomo, you have these two little sentences, but because it's Talmud Torah Derabim, that's more chaviv than all the tefillahs. That brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than all of the davening that we did, than all the Yichud Hashem, than all the Shemona Esrei that we've done. That brings us closer. And that, says the Alter from Slabodka, is something to keep in mind when we learn Torah together, and certainly when we say Uvalu Tzion every day, even though it's such a small amount of words that we recite on these occasions. That, says the Gemara, is a greater connection to the Shechina than the entire experience of Tefillah itself. And that's why we wait till the end of davening to say the Kaddish Tiskabel, because now that we have the Schus HaTorah, now we want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mekabel the Tefillahs as well. So, why is it that Chazal were Mesakein this recitation of Kiddusha de Sidra? Why were they Mesakein to say Uvalu Tzion? Now that they were Mesakein it, Rashi says, the Gemara tells us, this is an amazing Takana, and this is what holds the world up. But why were they Mesakein in the first place? So for this, we find 2 days in the Rishonim. Avudram writes, reason number one is like this. He says, because we know there are many Amaratzim who live in the world, and they don't really have a chance to learn every day, and in fact, they're coming late to shul every day, and they show up whenever they show up, and in fact, since they're showing up late, they don't have a chance to answer Kedusha to the Shliach Tzibur. When the Shliach Tzibur goes over Chazaras HaShatz, they're not up to that yet, because they showed up late, now they're trying to catch up. By the time they catch up, they didn't yet have a chance to catch up enough to say Kaddish, to say Kedusha together with the Tzibur. Therefore, says the Abudram, Chazal had some Rachmanis on the Amaratzim, and they decided, you know, we're not going to leave them out of that experience. We're going to be Mesakin another opportunity to say Kedusha, and that's going to be by Uvalu Tzion. We assume at that point, everyone's going to be finished with whatever they have to say, and everyone will be able to say it together. We find a similar thing. The Gemara says they were Mesakin the Bracha Me'ein Sheva on Friday night. They're Mesakin that also for the people who come late. We feel bad for them. We don't want them to be alone. So we do make Tarkanas and Chazal for people who are latecomers to Shul, even though they're doing the wrong thing. So that's reason number one that the Abudram writes. Reason number two the Shibali Alekid has is a totally different reason. It's interesting. Says the Shibali Alekid, you know why they said, V'karazel Zevi Amar, Kaddush, 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 where'd we come up with this? What was it all about? Says the reason why was as follows, because there was a time in the days of Chazal, in the days of the Gemara, where there were a lot of enemies, there were a lot of antagonists who used to sit in Shul and not allow anyone to answer Kedusha. They wouldn't allow them to say Kedusha. They thought the highlight of the tefillah was Chazaras HaShatz and Kedusha. And they would stop the Chazan and say, you're not allowed to say Kedusha. They wouldn't allow anyone to answer. Says the Shibali Alekid, because of that, they were Mesakein, that right after the enemies walked out after Shemona Esrei, Chazaras HaShatz, we're going to get them now. Now we're going to institute a new Kedusha. Uvalu Tzion came along and took over the place of Kedusha in the middle of davening. Well, says the Shibali Alekid, now that we already have it, Alpha Gavde Bizmanaze Anu Omrim Kedusha Bachati Vachas Pesoch HaTfila, nowadays we don't have any people standing in shul with a gun saying, You're not allowed to say Kiddush and Chazaras Hashatz. It says, Shibali Aleket, why do we have the minig nowadays? What's the point? We don't need to have it at all. The whole reason in the first place, the impetus for the Takana was because people weren't able to recite Kiddush in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. So he says, no, even though nowadays we say it in Chazaras Hashatz, still, lo badla Kiddush of the Sidra, we don't want to get rid of this Takana of Uvalutzion at the end of davening. Why? Gzeira Shema Yigra Machet. Interesting. Says the Shibali Aleket, you never know what time will tell. You never know what's going to bring Mayulad Yom. You never know what history is going to bring to us. And maybe there's going to come a time again where we're not going to be allowed to recite Kedusha. And we're going to have to fall back onto this recitation of Kedusha and Uvalutzion. A little bit surprising, because if the enemies would come, Rachmana Litzlan, if they would come to us now, they would look through the Siddur and figure out, how many times a day do you say Kedusha? You say it in the middle of Chazar Sashat, you say it Uvalutzion, they would hold a gun to our head, you're not allowed to say either of them. So it's a little hard to understand. What does the Shibali Aleket mean? Maybe there's going to come a time in history where it's going to happen again. If it happens again, they'll see where we, how many times a day we say Kedusha. They won't let us say any of them. Okay. Al-Kain, he says, Al-Kain Mesaimim, and therefore says the Shibali Aleket, based on my reasoning, why Chazal instituted Uvalutzion, he says, this is the reason why we say at the end of Uvalutzion, Baruch Elokeinu Shebarana Lechvodav Ivdilanu Minatoim, that nowadays we don't have these problems anymore. We don't have people getting in our way. We don't have the apikursim holding a gun to our head anymore. Now we're able to daven normally. And this is why we say, Vivdilanu Minatoim, that we have the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way, and we're able to recite the Kedusha in the real way in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. Now, there's an interesting discussion that the Rishonim have and the later Achronim. Should we assume that a person would be allowed to say Kedusha de Sidra b'yechidus? What's the halacha? Let's say I'm davening b'yechidus at home. Am I allowed to recite Kedusha in the middle of my Shemana Esrei? Of course not. We assume it's a Davar Sheb Kedusha, and a Davar Sheb Kedusha one is never allowed to recite b'yechidus. So you'll say, well, if the whole Kedusha de Sidra was patterned off, was based off of the Kedusha that we say in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, so say some Rishonim, that maybe you shouldn't be allowed to recite Kedusha de Sidra by yourself. Uvalutzion, I get to the end of davening, I'm davening b'yechidus, maybe I'm not allowed to recite Uvalutzion, because also we assume that that's a Davar Sheb Kedusha and you need a minion. So this, in fact, is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tfilah. The Rambam says the person who davens b'yechidus is not allowed to recite the Uvalutzion because it's a Davar Sheb Kedusha. And we know a Davar Sheb Kedusha always has to be said with a minion, with a tzibur. The Rashba writes like this, and the Ran writes like this, and the Rabbeinu Sadia go, and a lot of Rishonim say like this, and it's surprising. You'll say, well, we've never heard of anyone who says you should leave out Uvalutzion, look in the Art Scroll Siddur. Nobody says like that. So what's going on? So it's interesting. The Rambam himself writes in a tshuva, kineged what he says in Hilchos Tfilah. The Rambam himself writes in a tshuva, no, I believe that even if you get to Uvalutzion and you're davening b'yechidus, one would be allowed to recite Uvalutzion b'yechidus, you don't have to wait for a minion. So there's a steer in the Rambam. So they have a tshuva from the son of the Rambam, the Achronim quote from Rabbeinu Avram ben HaRambam, who says he discussed this with his father, and his father admitted to him that he made a mistake in Hilchos Tfilah. He made a mistake and he wrote the wrong halacha. And he paskin there like the Rashba and the Ran and Reb Sadia Gaon that one is not allowed to recite Uvalutzion b'yechidus. And the Rambam later on himself in the tshuva tried to make up for that mistake. And Rabbeinu Avram and Rambam says that tshuva was written after the psak in Hilchos Tfilah. And in fact, don't follow what my father wrote in Hilchos Tfilah, because he himself said that he made a mistake. He himself said after the Sefer came out that it was a mistake. And therefore the Rambam wrote in the tshuva that in fact one would be allowed to recite Uvalutzion, even b'yechidus. We don't consider it to be a real Davar Sheb Kedusha like the real Na'aritzcha v'Nakdishtecha that we say in Kedusha in Shmona Esrei in Chazaras Hashatz. So this is a discussion that Beis Yosef has in Siman Nun Tes. Should we assume like the original Rambam? Should we assume like the later Rambam? Should we assume like the Rashba and the Ran? Should we assume like the other Rishonim? So the Ramah paskins for Ashkenazim that the Minig already is Lahakel, that we assume like the Rov Achronim, like the Rov Rishonim say also, that Kedusha the Sidra can be recited even b'yechidus. One is allowed to say Uvalutzion even if you're davening b'yechidus. And that would not be an issue of Davar Sheb Kedusha requiring a minion. So one nafkamina, as we said, would be, whether you assume this is a Davar Sheb Kedusha, one nafkamina would be whether one would be allowed to recite it b'yechidus. Another nafkamina that's discussed in the Achronim is, do we assume that this is a Davar Sheb Kedusha, and therefore if I'm in the middle of Psukei Dezimur or Chazaras Hashatz, I would be allowed to answer if I hear somebody saying Uvalutzion? Should I answer along? If I hear a Chazan is finishing up with a minion and he's saying Uvalutzion, should I stop what I'm doing and answer along with him? We know that a Davar Sheb Kedusha, generally, if let's say I hear Baruch Hu, I hear Kaddish, Amin Heishmei Rabba, I'm allowed to stop in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema to recite the Amin Heishmei Rabba, to recite the Baruch Hu along with the Chazan. So what's the halacha if you hear the Chazan saying Uvalutzion? Well, if you say it's a Davar Sheb Kedusha, it's like the real Kedusha, so then even in the middle of davening, even in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, even in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, one should be allowed to stop in the middle and answer. But if you assume no, if you assume this is not a Devar Shebekdusha, yes, it was patterned originally off of the Kedusha that we say in Chazar Sashatz, but it's not really the same. It's not really a Devar Shebekdusha where you need a minion for. You're allowed to do it b'yechidus. So therefore, maybe one would not be allowed to stop in the middle of Psukah Dezimmer or in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma because you only stop for a Devar Shebekdusha. Now, this is not foolproof because Reb Shlomo Kluger has in a tshuva, some achronim talk about it. Let's say you hear Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachel, Mechanan. It's a day of Slichas, and you're davening early, you're davening late, whatever it is, but you hear them in the middle of your Birchas Kriyashma, you hear them saying, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachel, Mechanan, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Now, everyone agrees that Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is a Devar Shebekdusha, correct? You're not allowed to say Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim B'Yachid. You're only allowed to do it B'Tzibur. So it's certainly a Devar Shebekdusha. Would you be allowed to stop your Psukah Dezimra to answer along Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachel, Mechanan? Not so clear. The Achronim say it's not so clear. Why is it not so clear? What do you mean? Devar Shebekdusha. If I hear Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, I'm allowed to stop in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, so why shouldn't I be allowed to stop for the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim also? So this is a discussion in the Achronim. They seem to have different sides, whether we should assume that every Devar Shebekdusha has the same status, that you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle. Perhaps they say maybe it's only something which you're mechuyev to say every day. Like Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, you're mechuyev to say, you're mechuyev to answer. So therefore, if you're mechuyev to answer, you're mechuyev to say it. So even in the middle of Psukah Dezimra, you have to say it also. But when it comes to Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, there's no real chiyuv to recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim every day. There's no real chiyuv that you have to recite Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim on a tainus or whatever it is. So therefore, when you have something like that, perhaps even though it's a Dvarim Shebekdusha, we would not allow you to be mafsik in the middle because it's only something which is an absolute chiyuv. That's what we would allow you to be mafsik for, but anything else not. So anyway, when it comes to this, it's a question whether or not this would be the case. Should we assume that Uvel Etzion would play into this whole discussion at all, just because it's a Dvarim Shebekdusha, we're not entirely clear that every Dvarim Shebekdusha we're mafsik for. Nafkaminin 1, number 3, the Achronim talk about the Prima Gadim, El Yerabah, Aruch HaShulchan, whether one is allowed to sit while reciting Uvel Etzion. Again, if Uvel Etzion is considered like a Kedusha, like we say in Chazaras HaShatz, obviously one would have to stand. If Uvel Etzion is considered just something that's patterned off Chazaras HaShatz, but it's not really a part of Chazaras HaShatz itself, and it's not really a real Kedusha that needs a minion, it's not a real Kedusha that we would be mafsik for, so then perhaps we would assume that one would be allowed to sit as well. I think the overwhelming opinion in the Achronim, and certainly the Minig in most communities, is that we sit for Uvel Etzion. We don't stand up, even though we're saying the same words that we recite in the middle of a Kedusha. Guess we can recite.